The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Musketeers. I'm Francis, and this show coming to you from Motueka Studio here at Fresh FM, your community radio station. We interview people on topics of interest within our community. And that was There's No Depression in New Zealand by Blam Blam Blam. And today we have Jane from Community House. Welcome back.
Thank you, Francis. It's great to be here.
It's coming up to Christmas. You must be flat out. What do we have planned?
Okay, well, yes, it's a really busy time of the year here at Motueka Community House. We are all planning and getting ready for our Christmas get together, which is a free event that we hold for families and individuals in Motueka. This event is going to be held on Saturday the 20th of December, and it is packed with fun things. We have a free continuous barbecue which goes from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. and people can come along and join them with that, and we have some yummy barbecue food and a very delicious festive dessert. It's a secret what it is at this point. We have all this for probably the last half of this year. people have been giving from our community, and we've been receiving all these wonderful gifts and beautiful treats for people at Christmas time, people who struggle to make ends meet. And so these gifts and things that have been donated are going to be all at this event, and they will be on what we call our give and take table. So the giving's happening now, and on the day of the event, people will be given some tokens and they'll be able to spend those at the give and take table. And it's pretty exciting because there's kids' toys, so the children like to have their tokens in their hands ready to spend. And there's also lots of really nice stuff for nice things for adults as well. Everybody deserves a treat at Christmas time, right? Also, we have during the day, we have the brass band, the Motueka brass band, play for us, which is really fantastic. They play sort of a mixture of festive little tunes, Christmas carols and songs. We have a piper, maybe even two this year, who pipes some music on his bagpipes to welcome people into the event. And we have lots of giveaways during the day. We also, people are registering now for that event. It's not something that you can just rock up to on the day. You've actually got to register your name here at Community House or with an agency that you're with, if you're with a social service agency. And you will receive on the day a pantry box full of festive treats and grocery items to help you celebrate over Christmas.
That's awesome. Would there be any more support you would need from the community to make this happen?
Yes, we're always happy to receive support from the community. We are in need of gifts for children. We don't mind secondhand items as long as they're, you know, clean and not broken and still in good working order. But anything else, books, toys, that kind of stuff for kids is really happily sort of received. There's also, because of the give and take table, the gifts for adults. Anything that you think that you've got in your house or that you'd like to donate to us for a gift for adults, anything that you think might help them feel a little bit cared about and will help them to enjoy the festive time, then that would be fantastic. So we're happy to receive those here at Community House. Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4 are our opening hours.
How are you fixed for helpers on this event?
Well, we're really grateful for the amazing support that we've received. We've been inundated with offers of support on the day, offers of help, and we've got a great volunteer list in place already. So we're not on the lookout for any more volunteers for the day at this point. However, if you're really, really keen to help, just come and have a chat to us at Community House, because you never know, somebody might not be able to make it on the day and we might need a bit of a backup plan. So, yep, we'd love to hear from people if they're really keen to help. Thank you.
And what's the plans around transportation?
Okay, we're still working on the transportation. Most people usually are able to get themselves there, and if it's a nice day, quite often people are happy to walk if they're in town, because we're very central. However, we are on the lookout if somebody has a van or a 7-seater car and would be willing to give up a couple of hours of their time on the day, and just to drive people to and from the event, then that would be extraordinary. We would love to hear from those people.
Let's stop for a quick song. What song would you like to hear today, Jane?
I'd like to hear Pepeha by 660.
Komana to kumanga.
Great song, 660. So Jane, it's not just the community house, it's about community reaching into their own street and neighbours.
Yes, that's right. Christmas can be a really challenging time for people, and you know, for a number of different reasons. I mean, not just financially. Often people are alone or they're feeling isolated because they don't have family or friends nearby. So it's a really important time for us to look after each other. And Motueka is a really caring community, so it is a time that we can consider our neighbours and people we know that are on their own, and just reach out, you know, take them a piece of Christmas cake, let people know that you care and that there's someone looking out for them. I think it's just a really important thing for us to do. Everybody likes to feel cared about at Christmas time, eh?
That's what Christmas is about. And last year's event, how did that go?
Well, last year's event, it went very, very well. However, we had huge challenges with the weather. So we're ordering good weather for this year. Last year, it absolutely teemed with rain all day. So we had to execute our wet weather plan, which was to come inside at Community House, because normally we have the Christmas get-together outside on Dex Reserve in the playground area. So yes, we were inside. There were an awful lot of people, but everybody was really supportive of each other. There was lots of chatting, lots of laughter, and quite a bit of fun, and many, many very happy children with their wonderful presents that had been donated by the community. So it was a really special day. This year we've ordered some good weather, so hopefully it'll be just as special, but outside in the sunshine.
Right, we'll have yet another song. Is there anything else you would like to hear?
Yes, how about a Christmas song? That'd be great. Can you suggest one, Frances?
No? I don't know many Christmas songs. No.
Well, I'm a bit old school. I quite like an old-fashioned Christmas carol. Okay, well, how about David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Peace on Earth, The Little Drummer Boy? There's a great video on YouTube of this song as well. Beautiful.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory. See the day of goodwill. Live in peace, live in peace again. So peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for this better man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too. We'll see the day of glory. I'll see the day when men of goodwill live in peace again. And peace on earth can it be?
So how are the numbers looking for this event so far?
That's a great question. The numbers are looking pretty healthy. Our registrations are in fact nearly full for this event. People have been referred to us through social service agencies and self-referrals as well. However, if you do know of a family that's struggling or someone in need of a bit of a company that may benefit from attending our event, then please reach out, let us know, ask them to come in and register with us here at Community House, and it'd be really great to have them.
If people are not able to come in, how else are they able to contact you to register?
So they can just give us a call on our landline here. So it's at 03-528-0404, or they could private message us on Facebook through our Facebook page.
As a community-based event, have you received much support from the community?
Yes, we have, Frances. We've received a lot of support from the community. We've had a lot of businesses jump on board and have offered sponsorship for pantry boxes. We've received financial donations from quite a few members of the community, and also a lot of lovely items for the give and take table, and also children's presents. We're still looking out for more give and take items and presents for children. Anything's greatly appreciated. Also, on the day we will have fruit and vegetables and kind of some healthy treats available as well, not just the unhealthy stuff. So if you've got excess fruit or veggies in your garden, then you can donate them on the day or the day before here at Community House.
So, Jane, how is the food donations going?
They're going pretty well. We've been receiving donations of lots of different food items over the last few weeks. There's always room for more, though. We particularly appreciate some decent protein, you know, meat or cheese, butter, that kind of thing, that are expensive, those items. And in anything, if you have spare grocery items in your pantry, we'll greatly receive those as well. Non-perishable items, anything like that. As well as this Christmas event, over the holiday period, we will be helping out with some items on our share shelf available to the community. So we run a free share shelf, and the community can donate things to the share shelf. It's outside and accessible, but we also hope to keep that a wee bit stocked as well. So any non-perishable items you've got spare will be gratefully received.
So to take us out, would you like to pick one last song?
Yes, I was just wondering about Do They Know It's Christmas Time by Band-Aid.
And once again, thank you so much for coming back around the corner for, I think, the second time.
Yes, it's becoming a habit, isn't it?
It's always wonderful to have you.
Thank you, Frances. Thanks for giving us an opportunity.
It's Christmas time, and there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. It's Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty,
we can spread a smile of joy.
Throw your arms around the world
at Christmas time.
As the sun breaks through the piercing chill of night on the plain outside Corum, it lights up a biblical famine. Now, in the 20th century.
There's a world outside your window,
and it's a world of dread and fear.
This place, say workers here, is the closest thing to hell on earth.
Where the only one Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
All for one, one for all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.